Joined now by Knoxville football coach Matt Duncan as the Panthers on Friday fall to Des Moines Christian 38-11. Coach, that game started out pretty good for you. You get that first possession, drive down, get the field goal, and then they just kind of take over. But, you know, I guess your thoughts on that first part of the game, you know, really not too bad of a effort from your guys.
Yeah, I thought that was obviously a great way to start the game, coming out hot like that. Proud of Finley getting that field goal there. And then came out after that and, I mean, booted it into the end zone for a touchback. But, yeah, I thought it was a great start for us. Just wish we could have sustained that a little more. But, yeah, we'll take it, especially after having a good week of practice. I was happy to see how our guys came out and played tonight.
They bottled you up on the run. I mean, they just wouldn't let Emmett do anything, or really anybody do anything at all tonight.
Yeah, it was after that first series, they started stunting and moving their guys around a lot more, and it was tough for us to get some of that stuff picked up. So they had some guys getting some free runs, but overall, like I said, I'm proud of the effort from our guys and what they were able to accomplish tonight.
You said that you had a few conversations with guys. You know, obviously that's, you know, between you and the guys, but they seem like they responded from last week to this week, and those conversations were needed, but also helped.
Yeah, that's one thing we talked about. In life, things are going to happen every single day as you grow up and you become an adult. And how do you respond? What are you going to do, especially when things don't go your way? So, we had some hard conversations with some guys and the team just in general, as far as how are you going to respond and what do you want to remember this season for and how you finished it.
Yeah, and a lot of coaches say football is one of the best teachers of how you're going to respond to when you have adversity in life, whether it's your job, your family, or whatever. And I know you and the coaches are trying to pass that along to these guys as well.
Yeah, that's a big point of emphasis we have with our guys. When I was my first year that I was coaching up at Applington Parkersburg, Coach Thomas up there had a saying that if all I've done is taught you how to block and tackle, then I failed you as a coach. And I feel like our whole staff has that mentality. Obviously, we want to coach our guys up in football and X's and O's and have success there. But also, it's bigger than just wins and losses and playing this game on Friday night. And I'm hopeful that at the end of the day or the end of the season or years down the road, our guys recognize that and they were able to take something away besides just X's and O's.
Also, what I thought was difficult for you in the first half, you had to start way, way deep in your own territory. And you had to drive the length of the field, and they had a lot of short fields to go on.
Yeah, their coverage teams were good. Their kicker, he had a leg on him, and he was able to put the ball in some places that was tough for us to field or get a clean catch on it. But again, I cannot stress how happy I am for our guys, even when it was a short field or something like that went wrong. They responded and they kept working really hard. That's still something we got to clean up. We got to make sure we're playing all three phases of football, and our special teams are complementing and helping out our offense and defense.
Looking at the defensive side of the ball, I mean, on the surface, probably, 38 points, and they had over 300 yards of total offense. But there's a couple times that you were able to kind of get at them. And, DBs, I thought the defensive backfield played pretty well, knowing that they've been suspect to the big play and really didn't have a ton of big plays tonight.
Yeah, I thought our defense as a whole played better this week. Like I said, they were working hard in practice and talking a lot about being physical and doing your job every play. So, I was happy with how our defense played for the most part. One thing I thought that was better this week, and we still got to keep working on cleaning it up, but I felt like we did a better job of tackling and we did a better job of getting more guys to the ball instead of just worrying about or counting on one guy to try and make that tackle. We were doing a better job of gang tackling, which we've got to have that. If we're not going to be picture perfect on tackling, then we've got to have other guys there to help clean things up. So I was glad to see that tonight.
Up next is Williamsburg, and they lost tonight to Winterset.
Really?
29-0. So you are going to have a very Henri Williamsburg team on your hands next Friday.
Sheesh.
would have found that out sooner or later.
I was looking before the game. I was looking at who all was playing each other in our district, and that was the one that kind of stood out to me, but I did not expect that to be the case.
Maybe they'll overlook you.
Hope so.
But obviously, that's a program that's got a rich history and ton of famous players who went to Central and other places came from that town. But I just look at Williamsburg as that is a blue collar type of a program. I mean, you are going to have tough kids on the other side of that line of scrimmage.
Yeah, they definitely have a tradition and a good football program up there. They get after it. Like I said, they're well coached and they've got some good size. So we're going to have a really good week of practice this week, staying focused all week and making sure we're giving max effort so we can be ready to go on Friday night.
What is the motivation now with the playoffs are off the table and everything? What do you want the guys to be motivated for? Is it just okay, take it week by week, these last 2 weeks, go out and do what you can to end the season on a high note?
Yeah, just like our message has been all season, we've got to go week by week, practice by practice. And everything else to take care of itself. So that's going to be our focus. And then also just making sure, too, like our guys know and they're thinking about with the season winding down, giving everything they have and not having any regrets once the season ends of wishing they would have done this or tried harder there or whatever it is. So really just hit those points home.
Kind of a big game tomorrow, isn't it?
It is.
I know who I'm rooting for. You're rooting for the other team.
Yep.
They're saying that's one of the bigger games of the week, and I told you 5 years ago, if you'd have told me Indiana was going to play Oregon in a Big Ten game and it'd be a top 10 battle, I'd say, what planet are you from?
I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a good game. I feel like tomorrow is just a pretty good slate in general of football games, so I'm looking forward to it.
So, you got to still doing your stuff out the Knoxville Raceway, but you said your dad said when 2:30 hits, I'm sitting on the couch.
Yeah. Yep. I'm going to go up there in the morning and help him out. And then, once 2:15 rolls around, I'm going to sneak out of there and go home and watch the game.
All right. Well, may the best team win, Indiana.
Go Ducks.
Hey, there you go. All right. See you next week.
Thanks, DC.
That's Matt Duncan, Knoxville football coach. 38-11 is the score. Knoxville falls to Des Moines Christian on Friday night. We'll be back for more right after this on KNIA Careless.